Welcome to the Carl A. Kroc Library. One of the most distinctive buildings on the Cornell campus, Kroc Library is also one of the most inconspicuous. Although it houses world-renowned collections, those comprising the Cornell Library's Division of Asia Collections and its Division of Rare and Manuscript Collections, Kroc Library is totally underground and can be entered only through Olin Library. Perhaps in crossing the southeast corner of the Arts Quad, you have even walked across the sloping lawn between Goldwin Smith and Stimson Halls without realizing that some of the world's premier book and manuscript collections lay directly beneath your feet. The only visible evidence of what lies below are the four pyramidal skylights just visible above the shrubbery in front of Stimson Hall. Widely regarded by students, faculty, staff, and alumni as one of Cornell's most beautiful buildings, Kroc Library epitomizes the university's commitment to provide state-of-the-art facilities in support of its research and teaching programs while simultaneously preserving green space on its unique campus. Opened in 1992, the building was designed by the Boston-based firm of Shepley, Bulfinch, Richardson, and Abbott, this country's oldest continuously operating architectural firm. The building is named for its primary benefactor, Carl A. Kroc, the legendary Chicago bookseller and member of the Cornell class of 1935. Mr. Kroc, who also endowed the position of university librarian, was uniquely interested in the Cornell libraries, and he was especially proud of this building. For him, it represented the ultimate embodiment of his lifelong commitment to the preservation and dissemination of the written word. Kroc Library was designed specifically for the storage and use of rare and fragile materials. Within its 97,000 square feet of floor space, all of it underground, Kroc Library provides surprisingly open and bright space for all of its many and varied users. Its attractive study areas for students, reading rooms for research, and offices for staff are wrapped around two three-story atria, which are the centerpiece of the building. Mirrored skylights above the atria bring daylight, even on the darkest Ithaca days, to the lowest level, 50 feet below the surface above. The upper level of the building, the level you enter the building on, houses the Asia collections and staff, the John M. Eccles Collection on Southeast Asia, the Charles W. Wasson Collection on East Asia, and the South Asia Collection, each one of the major collections of its kind in the world. As you enter the building, coming from Olin Library, you will pass along the Severinghouse Asia Reading Room, named in honor of Leslie R. Severinghouse, Cornell class of 1921, a former trustee and one of Cornell's most dedicated alumni. The lowest level of Kroc Library, two levels down, houses the Cornell Library's Division of Rare and Manuscript Collections. The Hirschland Exhibition Gallery, which hosts rotating exhibits based on the division's rich collections, a secure reading room for the study of rare books and manuscripts, and other support services for users of these collections are all located on this level. Behind the scenes, state-of-the-art environmental control and security systems are in place throughout the building to protect and preserve these remarkable collections. In addition to space for readers and staff, each of the four levels of Kroc Library also has space for collections. The book stack areas, where natural light is undesirable, occupy the north half of the building, which, accordingly, has no skylights. As you initially explore the building, you may notice only three levels, but there is a partial fourth-level mezzanine tucked in along the east side of the building. The circulating Asia collections, a total of 1 million volumes, are housed in the book stack areas on the mezzanine, upper, and middle levels of the building and are open to the public. The high security vault for rare and manuscript materials occupies the entire stack area on the lowest level of the building. These rare and manuscript materials do not circulate, and the vault is not publicly accessible, although materials from it may be consulted in the Division of Rare and Manuscript Collections Reading Room on the lowest level of the building. Few libraries in the world provide the ambience or the ease of access to their special collections that you will find in the Carl A. Kroc Library. The book stacks of the Asia collections are open without restriction to all members of the university community, as well as to visitors and the general public. Rare books, manuscripts, and archives in the Division of Rare and Manuscript Collections are restricted to use in the division's secure reading room. In addition, there are public exhibition spaces, classrooms, and meeting spaces, all designed to enhance access to these special collections while maintaining the security precautions and the environmental standards necessary to preserve these invaluable materials. The staff of Kroc Library is dedicated to making all of these collections available to the entire Cornell community and to the public through exhibition programs, active teaching, and comprehensive support of research. And, characteristically, they work closely with teaching faculty to create opportunity for students, especially undergraduates, to benefit from access to these original research materials. Come, enjoy, and explore with us the extraordinary riches housed in this unique architectural achievement. To hear more about Kroc Library's Asia Collections, proceed to the next track. To hear more about the Division of Rare and Manuscript Collections, proceed to the track following that.